And I'm talking about this gun control package. We are going to definitely spend some time talking about that. Definitely talk about that because you have the GOP and you have Mitch McConnell. You have Mitch McConnell, the turtle, who, and I hope you understand now, and this audience listening understands here in the Crusade Channel. I hope you understand these people in the federal government who make, who have their cushy jobs off of your backs, they don't care about you one lick. They don't care about you one lick. Because Mitch McConnell is only doing this for votes. And believe me, coming back from the Northeast, lots of people. We got to raise the age on guns. We got to make sure these guys don't get killer weapons. You got Joe Burrow. Your boy Joe Burrow calling them crazy guns. We'll talk about that later. We got to keep the crazy guns. I didn't know guns were crazy. But now we got to deal with that. We have the fact that, and I'll talk about this in a couple minutes. The SCOTUS, who, by the way, did not release their Roe decision, haven't announced when they're going to do the next slate of decisions. So we're waiting on Roe and we're waiting on the gun case. We're waiting on Roe and we're waiting on New York State Rifle Association. Those are the two that we're waiting on. Funny that our and this is such a Roberts court. This is such a Roberts type thing on a court. To just be cowardly, to be waiting, it's just absolutely pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic to watch them. By the way, you can't call it monkeypox anymore because now it's going to be called something else. We'll talk about that later in the show. And why are they changing the name of monkeypox is obviously because of racism. Because it's a fag virus, but now we have to make sure that we don't call it that. Oh, you're going to get monkeypox. I'm not gay and I don't do that stuff. Well, then you're a racist. Nope, don't work about that either. That don't work either. But sure, whatever. But this move by Roberts to delay. And it's crazy. I had the professor from Ave Maria on the day that the leak happened. He's like, yeah, Roberts should probably drop this decision right now. He needs to just drop it. And everybody I've talked to said Roberts needed to drop this thing ASAP. Because we didn't want this to happen. Because do you know that there's been at least, this was tweeted out earlier, where is it? 22 pregnancy centers across these United States of Amazon have been attacked, firebombed, whatever you want to call it, since the leak took place. Since the leak, which was intended to gin up everybody, since that leak took place, it's in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Those are the 22 pregnancy centers that have been attacked. Nothing. By the way, Merrick Garland hasn't done a thing. People are ready to just let it go and let this whole thing just kind of burn. But we'll talk about all that in a bit. This segment of the program is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post at shop.mikechurch.com. It's still open. It is still open. So check it out. Check out the Abbey Roast Coffee from the Benedictine Monks of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. If you haven't tried it, try the black and white blend. That's my favorite. You also have the Cooking with the King Dude meat rubs and spices. You have the books, the Fellowship of the Clans, podcast sets are available now. All kinds of great stuff. Shop.mikechurch.com. Shop.mikechurch.com. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to talk about the whole gun control thing and how it goes. But we have some other stuff to talk about. I think Savakis should be stopping by. It's Wednesday. So I didn't tell him not to. So we'll see if he shows up. But speaking of the justices, yesterday there was a bill in the House to protect the Supreme Court families. It passed. But by the way, why do they need to pass another bill to protect SCOTUS's families? It's already against the law to protest in front of their house, and Merrick Garland is not enforcing that law. But what is the big deal? Is that 27 Democrats voted no. And this is by Bob Hodge at redstate.com. By the way, they ain't getting my guns. I've said it before, I'll say it again. And I'm telling you, when I talk about this, I'll say it now. You need to get your 3-gun setup taken care of. Like, you can't wait. Your 3-gun setup needs to be done now. What is a 3-gun setup? Pistol, rifle, shotgun. Minimum. You have to have a 3-gun setup, and you have to have a minimum of 1,000 rounds for each. I know it sounds like a lot of money to invest right now, but we may be getting to a point where things may be difficult to get. And you don't want to be looking, just like in 2020 when I told y'all to go get them, and then a couple weeks later, it was hard to get any of this stuff. Same thing's coming down the pike. It's going to make the great 2012 AR run look like a 4th of July sale. Because people are going to be grabbing guns. If you're looking for a shotgun, somebody in the chat room says, I'm still need to get a shotgun. There's something called the Benelli Supernova Tactical. Right now, it's a pump action 5-round 12-gauge shotgun that's got an 18-inch barrel. It's a good shotgun. It runs pretty smooth. And it's not the Turkey Benelli shotgun. It's the 18-inch Benelli Supernova. You should check that out. So take a look at that if you're looking for a good shotgun. Either that or the Winchester SPX. SXP. The Winchester SXP is a great shotgun, and so is the Benelli Supernova Tactical. Patriot 69 says the 1301. Patriot 69, the Beretta 1301 is not in existence right now. You can't get them. That's why I'm recommending those two shotguns, because those are the ones you can actually get. I wish you could get a Beretta 1301. They're just not around. But the SCOTUSes already have protection. That's the thing that gets me. Why are they passing more bills to protect SCOTUS and their families? It's already against the law to protest in front of their house. But you have everybody, including, you know, the Fed plant AOC, voting against protecting SCOTUS and their families, which means we're headed. Of course, it did happen. It did get passed. But Democrats are absolutely sowing contention. They're absolutely sowing chaos. And there is nobody. I think the point of my rant here is there is nobody there to stop it. There is nobody there. You got your 10 senators, four or five of them are leaving, which is why they're doing it. But the idea that this is why 2022 is useless. That's why it's useless to think about.